Thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church, we welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. In this time of social isolation, you can join our online Zoom services every Sunday morning from your computer or your smart device at 10:30 a.m. Find the link to our service at emmanuelevanston.org/events. And now here's this week's sermon from our interim pastor, Kim Beckman.
Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. You might know that we celebrate Easter for an entire week of weeks, so for seven whole weeks, and we celebrate Easter's Feast of Life at that time. If we were in the sanctuary today, it would be my guess that if we were lucky, nursed along by some tender care by gardeners in the sacristy, we might still have a lily or two blooming at this halfway point of the season. But I don't think that we would have any after today. Those lilies will tell us that it's time to move on with Jesus from those first 3 weeks of Easter in the empty tomb. So this week in our service, we take one last look at what that looks like for us, and we make a turn toward Pentecost. And in those last 3 weeks of Easter, we'll get ready for the gift of Jesus' Spirit of Life that guides the mission of the church. So we celebrate our Pivot Sunday, this Good Shepherd Sunday, in the arms of Jesus shepherding our journeys from death to life. And we'll sing and we'll hear about this many times. Before I unfold that gift, I wanted to share with the community the word that we received this week from Doris Strom's daughter, Debbie, that Doris has entered hospice, not from a COVID-related illness, but she's being kept comfortable there, and she is having good dreams, Debbie says, while she takes those steps toward her Good Shepherd and home. Though I was unable to visit with her, I was able to get a card to her on behalf of Emmanuel, and I shared within it our hope and our certainty that her Good Shepherd and her best friend, Jesus, was holding her close in these days. So we will remember Doris and her family in our prayer that God's presence upholds them in these days as she moves towards her new life and Easter's new life. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, our shepherd, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Acts. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
is green, he leadeth me the quiet waters by. He leadeth me, he leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear no ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff be comfort still. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff be comfort still. My table thou hast richly spread in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. And in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own, he goes ahead of him, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from them because they do not know the voice of strangers." Now, Jesus used this figure of speech with the disciples and those who were listening, but they did not understand why Jesus was saying this to him. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in, and will go out, and will find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and to have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. So I brought a picture today, and I was happy to see the Kloster family here. And this is for all of us, but also sort of for you. And I'm hoping that the glare doesn't come off on this and that you can see a little bit of what I've got in this picture here. And it's one of my favorite ones. And it's kind of, I wish you could see it in person because it's kind of a cutout. It's got three dimensions, and we've got Jesus, and I want to zoom in on that little sheep in there. We've got Jesus holding a really little sheep. And then that thing that you can kind of see in his arm is that rod and that staff that we were talking about. And that crook is to like try to rescue sheep if they go away, or to hold them back into the fold. And then it also sort of doubles as a rod that can kind of beat off, you know, all the danger that might be around them. But you can see that there's more than just the one sheep in Jesus' arms. There's sheep all around. Some of them have like a little slightly different colored fur. Some of them, if you could get closer up, have some horns on them. But they're all like looking at Jesus and they're all following him. And I just wanted us to be able to hold this picture in mind. If we were together, I might say, which one of these sheep do you want to be? I know you can't probably see it all that close up to pick out a face for yourself. But just imagine yourself and put yourself in that kind of crowd that's looking up at Jesus today. Grace to you and peace from God and from our risen Savior, the great shepherd of the sheep in Jesus the Christ. Amen. One Saturday morning, my friends Chris and Laura awoke to the sound of their four-year-old son Smith instructing his two-year-old brother Caleb from their bunk beds. Chris recognized the tone of Smith's voice, which was a fair approximation of Chris's own children's sermon cadence. Smith was telling Caleb, God is the good shepherd, and God loves us. We are God's sheep. I am God's sheep. You are God's sheep. Miriam is God's sheep. We are all sheep. Smith's parents, hearing of this faith and trust in God expressed by one of their children to another, smiled. And then they heard Smith's voice elaborating again in that same familiar tone and pattern. I am God's sheep. You are God's sheep. Our sister Miriam is God's sheep. But we don't have fur. And okay, we don't have fur, but we are clothed with Easter's new life in Christ. And we are all God's sheep, with Jesus identified as the Good Shepherd of us all. Good Shepherd Sunday, for all of its overlay of nostalgia and fur, in the end, quite unsentimentally exposes the stakes here. Our account of the Good Shepherd Jesus turns out to be in John's Gospel doesn't give us static, sanitized green pastures. And for good reasons that feel very present to us in these fraught days of COVID. We are being carried in God's arms, God's loving arms, in no less than a passage from death to life. As sheep of the shepherd, we enter a sheepfold that requires faith and trust in these days. There is power here in this fourth Sunday of Easter. Looking back one more time at that empty tomb, precisely because this life that we experience in the arms of the Good Shepherd springs from the frank explication of the gritty substance of all that death, that liar, and that thief, and that destroyer of life can throw at us. Because there is break-in and theft in play here. There is what is taken from us. For one, right now, the security and the safety of places that we've considered our sanctuaries and our spiritual home and even our nursing homes. COVID has shut down places of our vital ministries in this community and our opportunities to serve. We are not going in and out freely, but staying in. We've had taken from us by this virus the celebration of rites of passages, births with the anticipation of partners and family being present, our graduations, family gatherings, birthdays, weddings, long-planned vacations, and the everyday basic human needs of touch, a coffee shop, coffee with a friend, or even freely feeling like we can touch our very own faces. And there is danger for many of us. Simply going to work is terrifying or exhausting. We have witnessed or we've experienced the racism directed to the Asian community and the long-standing consequences of systematic racism and inequalities of prejudices so glaring in the rampant infections in prisons, in disproportionate deaths in communities of color, in risks to those who have no homes or places to wash up, and to those for whom home is never or not often safe. We've had hair-raising trips to gather up family members to shelter with us, or to go into shelter with them. And there is loss and layoffs from meaningful work and uncertainties about finances and businesses and separation from our family and friends and in the aging and the frailty of our human bodies, making us feel vulnerable and dependent. There is terrible loss in the pain of death separating us from loved ones in ways that have been cruel and left us without gatherings of remembrance and the simple comfort of hugs. The story of the Good Shepherd is true because it holds both the story of the Valley of the Shadow of Death and also sets the table of good things. It's the house of the Lord that we dwell in, and a wolf at the door. This fourth Sunday of Easter ups the ante for confidence that we are being carried by the shepherd, by the good shepherd, Jesus, God, who loves us, in a passage from death to an abundant life that we can trust, to the feasting table that is set and is planted defiantly where no one else would dare or even think about setting a feast meal in the presence of enemies in the middle, in the very middle of dangerous times. Inviting us to the feast of life precisely where we are experiencing the thickest of things, but still find it possible to sing our alleluias together through Jimmy's magic and considerable skill. We still find ourselves sheltering in place, safer at home, in God's house, which we are stunned to realize can also be found, made holy and welcome in our living rooms, or wherever you're sitting today, out in cyberspace, and in our gallery of Hollywood squares, and even through our phone lines. This is the good shepherd whose sheep I want to be, whose lamb I can be confident I already am, who leaps off a fuzzy storybook page and into my real world, where everyone is now literally wearing masks and hardly recognizable. But I am the sheep I know of the true shepherd, who clearly calls out the death-dealing ways of racism and partisan divisions, and even knows my own complicities in the small and the great cruelties that we inflict on one another when we systematically buy the lie that some of the sheep are more worthy and valued in God's sight than the others, and who I can be confident will help me lead me to a better way. This is the story of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who loves us all and loves all of us, who turns with us and faces the danger, puts life on the line the way we've already seen Jesus put life on the line, and rounds up the sheep who know that voice, that we can trust that this is the one who knows the way through. This is the shepherd that we need for things that we cannot possibly manage. For this, we need the scarred one, the one who himself has been to hell and has come through and has come back. In this story, I picture this flock jumping into the shepherd's arms and then hanging on for dear life. But then, as we turn in Easter toward the spirit of Pentecost, I picture the shepherd engaging in extreme sports with those untamed lambs squirming in arms. Okay, maybe what I'm thinking more of is football than extreme sports. But in any event, we get the picture of being carried in Jesus' own bosom, but not that gently. Jesus literally running with us in his arms, even while beating on the thieves and the deceiving pretenders with his rod and scooping up more and more stubborn sheep and scared lambs with that staff, and then running with all of us, a rather unwieldy burden, a squirming mass, carrying us from death to life. Being held, even as our multitasking shepherd attends to getting dinner on and fending off the danger and going about the business of getting daily human needs met and uplifting both body and spirit for the whole household of humanity. Being nurtured in this way of life, learning through faith and prayer to trust God, having confidence that we're in good hands, even with all that jostling and confusion and terror of even ordinary days, much less in the middle of a pandemic, makes a difference in our lives and in the life of our world. We are being carried from death to life by the one who laid down his life for us. And that's a reality-changing declaration. It is a declaration of love. We are God's sheep, and God loves us. This is also a reality-changing declaration for the whole world God loves. This way of life, this life of truly living, living in God's reality through self-sacrificing love we are being formed for even here and now, takes us into the realm of the extreme sport of moving from death to life with others lovingly in our arms too. We may not be exactly sure what that life looks like in the future to which God is calling us in the days to come when we may go in and out freely again. As you move toward calling a new pastoral leader for this flock, you rest secure in your identity as a generous household of faith that is shared with your neighbors and has contributed to the common good of the Evanston and the global community. Like that beautiful image of the early house churches, loving one another, sharing what they had with any who had need, and coming regularly to safe and pleasant pastures of worship to break bread together with glad and with thankful hearts. But if you had a chance already to read your newsletter, within that firm identity as sheep of the Good Shepherd, you've changed. And you've been changed too by members new to Evanston and new to Emmanuel, by a shift from mostly retired to mostly middle-aged and working, by increasing participation since the last time you called a pastor, in both your zest for worship life and your involvement in ministries, and now being also shaped by these global realities of a pandemic. What if, in the surprise and the wonder of finding new ways to come together around the world, and in the Word, and in the restlessness and the frustration of being unable to practice and share your love in the ways that have given you your identity up to now, yet yearning to participate in both the scooping up and the moving from death to life, this moment presents us so powerfully new ways of practicing love in the time of COVID may yet be on the horizon for us to discover together. Because this way of life, facing the powers and the threat of death while reaching out to care for others, seems so impossible in the ways we're used to doing it right now, God is sending us the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of life to help us envision what's next. And it's toward that spirit of Jesus as the Christ of God with power to move us from death to life that our Easter joy now turns in the year of grace. That spirit binds us and reminds us we don't go it alone. That spirit is alive in our gathering here and in the discernments you're beginning toward calling your next sheepdog to the good shepherd to help keep you together as a community driven toward Jesus' arms, turn to his voice with the message we will keep teaching each other. God is the good shepherd and God loves us. We are God's sheep, along with all the people whose lives we will come to touch in new ways with the gospel, so that together we learn to recognize the voice of the good shepherd, cutting through all the noise and the fear, and even through the masks, we can help each other get close to those strong and those tender arms for life. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And again, we welcome you to join our weekly online services each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Go to emmanuelevanston.org/events. And thanks for listening.